want to come in?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the year-end edition of Serial K-Pop.
Yes, as promised.
As promised. We were like, ooh, what day are we going to do this on? Today? No, not today. How about today?
We definitely changed our mind a bunch of times.
So many times.
But we're here.
We're here. We made it. Yeah. Hooray. We even went out to so many things.
We've done so many
it's
things.
It's New Year's Eve, guys. Yep. Is what we're saying. We've done so many things, and Rob just said it's 2:30.
So. Yeah, it's so early still. Right. We got a long ways to go.
Yeah. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Tara.
How was your Christmas? As if I don't know.
Yeah. It was.
Tell the people how your Christmas was.
It was fine.
It was fine.
It was Christmas.
It was Christmas. You know, like it's one of those things where it's like I'm talking to other people. It's like, how's Christmas? I'm like busy.
Yeah.
Like by the time I was off up until like today, we've had something to do like every fucking day.
Yeah.
Right?
So it was like.
It's never relaxing.
It never feels. Yeah. No, it never feels like it's actually. Doesn't feel like it's time off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in 2024 we can have a real vacation. So.
That would be nice. I feel like it's been like 5 years since we've had like a real vacation.
Proper. Yeah. Yes. So. I mean, we have one planned. So.
We have one planned.
That.
Chelsea.
I mean.
I mean, it's going to happen at some
point.
It's
going to happen. Yes.
It's just like. I feel like we can't nail anything down right now. I don't know why. Like, ever since COVID, right? I can't nail down a vacation.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
we're drinking.
Yeah, we are.
But not wine, guys.
No, it's
not today.
It's early
this afternoon. We felt like we weren't...
Not that
it
matters,
doesn't matter, but we were feeling like... I don't know if I feel like hitting the wine
so
straight in.
Iced coffee Baileys.
Yes,
Baileys.
So
thanks to producer Rob for making those. We got our yearly fat pasta meal for tonight for the big turning over of 23 to 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're ready to...
Tara's is so excited about it.
Yeah, it's like New Year's. It's just like fun.
Yeah,
it's just another
day,
to be honest. Like, unless we're away somewhere. And even then, that's touch and go. So
it's been fun in Ireland.
Yeah, we had a fun time in Ireland for New Year's. One of producer Rob's bands one time played a New Year's gig. That was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, I feel like I can't name you another one. Mm-hmm. That was really great.
Yeah,
besides when I was like 16
going into a new year. Yeah. I feel like I have notes from Nancy. Yes, because she got fired,
so now she's trying to make up for it. I see.
Yes.
And officially, thank you, Stephanie,
yes,
for all the Christmas treats. And Nancy, thank you for the Christmas wine.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are number one and number two. I will not tell you which one's which. How about that?
So sneaky. I'm trying to see if Stephanie has any notes. She did.
Okay.
So we'll do Nancy first, and then we can
Nancy,
do...
Nancy,
I can't remember.
So
I don't
long.
Know if I read... I don't think I read these Stephanie ones, but... Oh, no, we did. Because she was going
yes,
to Dublin.
That's
never
right.
mind. So we have Nancy's notes. Hello, Tara and Robin.
Hi, Nance.
Hello,
New Year.
She's hello, repeated after many times for my weeks of absence. I am alive. They say that moving is one of the top stressful events,
yeah,
and I can
truly.
Honestly say it's true. It took me 6+ months to pack up, sell, and move out of my old house. But
well,
I'm
you were
pleased
there
to
for a goddamn lifetime,
yeah,
Nancy.
I'm pleased to report she settled into the new place.
We're so happy for you, Nancy.
Yes. And trying to get into her previous life. She accepts her 2 weeks' notice. And reprimand to my personal file.
That's right. We still love you, so that's fine.
We know it would not be my first. I'm sorry. I disappointed you and fell silent for so long.
It's
I will
okay,
support
Nancy.
Stephanie.
You had a lot to do.
Or anyone who offers thoughts on the episode, and will still try to contribute when I can. You're still the president, the...
You know, of general.
The manager. You're still manager Nancy, no matter what. We just like to fire people every once in a while.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, people, you know, they got to get... reeled in sometimes. Little scare tactics once in a while. Never hurt anybody.
If I compiled my notes from episode 50 of the previous rounds, as well as episode 1 to 4 of Serial K-Pop, I'd take up the entire podcast and no one once said all caps. Just know that I dutifully listen multiple times, which is crazy.
That seems wild.
To each episode, and always love having you both in my ears. I do want to offer a few highlights from the summer forward.
Sure.
By the way, I love the new name. So
thank
creative.
You. So good.
The first episode of Serial K-Pop, you both recapped your summer and the fact that I did get to join you all for Tara's birthday celebration. I don't mean to go backwards, but I do need to offer my thanks for such a splendid time, Tara
yay.
And Rob.
Thanks.
Yes, I met producer
thanks.
Rob.
Yep. And the Dan Dan.
We're the most amazing hosts. From the moment you picked me up from the airport and Robin had my glass of wine ready to the last minutes when you dropped me off, it was so fun. I got to meet Danny and see exactly where the podcast is created.
That's right. You sat here, Nancy.
You did. I also experienced Tim Hortons, Shabbaton Winery, and Billy Minor Pie at the Keg firsthand. I'm so grateful
oh,
for
I forgot
such
we went to the Keg.
Yes, I'm so grateful for such a lovely time. And I still hold it as a a bucket list item to get to be the wine girl Nancy someday. Love you, ladies, and I can't wait to return.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you again, Nancy.
It was a lovely, lovely
Very
time.
Lovely time, Nancy.
Now Stephanie has to come.
Great.
Visit.
Yeah, you got to come with Stephanie next time.
So she can also see
where the magic happens.
The magic happens. As you shared in episode 4, I did not get tickets to BravoCon, and I'm still bitter about it. I'm much smarter this time around about how in demand the tickets will be, and I'm ready for 2024.
All right.
The parts I watch online seem so fun, hilarious, and messy. I can't wait. There's a few shows I don't watch, although there are some I watch sporadically, so I feel like I'm the exact demographic for this event.
Oh, definitely. Like, I don't watch them all either, but I know about all
100%.
The things. Yeah, like the important things that I need to know about. So. Absolutely. Like, I feel like it's
I
made
like
for
there's
us.
There's true crime shit there. There's like, you know, like, it's like
everything.
All the
it looks
haunted
amazing.
Shit. Everything's there. It's great.
I have been off Twitter for about 3+ months, so I can't comment on a lot except for the music releases.
I mean, you're fine, Nancy. You don't need to go back.
I was meh on layover.
You're what now?
Kim Tam. Meh.
Oh, meh. Yeah.
Yeah. We feel you. We understand, Nancy.
Yep.
But do you love most of Golden? I was surprised that it was all in English.
3/4.
And I do have to respect that he worked hard to learn all the language to be able to record all of those songs. Like,
sure, but I also feel like maybe he was like, I guess.
Yeah, you know I feel mean? Like he was like...
I have to go to the army anyway,
yeah,
so I guess.
Dad said I had to.
Dad said, finish your album.
The main thing with all the collabs he did is just that... is that it's one thing if it was being marketed as a collaboration album. Otherwise, it just seems like he has a few too many. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. 100%. And even then, if it's a collaboration with somebody who acknowledges him, that's great. But if I don't like when someone is on an album for Jay or any JK or any artist, or there's really not even a face-to-face meeting.
Yeah, like when it's just
it's
like
weird,
fake.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Which is why
it's like, you know. Espa them in, you know, like with the fake person or whatever. It's like that.
The novice.
Yeah.
I do like that he Usher showed up and was in that video with him. So.
Oh, Usher, yes. Usher, he's got nothing else to do, Robin. He's just
he's
collecting his
Bieber.
He's collecting his Bieber money. And,
practicing for the Super Bowl. He's busy.
Is he? Let's see. We'll see. I feel like he doesn't need to.
No.
Maybe he should have a dance off with Cisco at that Super Bowl.
He should.
Again.
He absolutely
and also,
should.
And also, Usher, you better be listening right now. If Justin Bieber doesn't make some sort of...
I know.
Someone
like how much money do we need to pay Justin? He don't
I
have
feel
to pay
like
him.
Do
just
it
show
for
up.
Free. I feel like you would just. What if you recreate Baby for him really quick?
I don't know, man.
Luda can show whatever. Like,
everybody.
Do whatever you want to do. Just make sure you include Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Even Espa him in and throw him in as
yeah, he can just be hologrammed in. It doesn't matter.
In. I don't, just something.
Just Justin Bieber's
to
head.
Acknowledge
like,
that he's your baby.
Yeah.
Okay?
We need it. The last thing I'll say is that more than the songs themselves, the dancing and the golden. I'm going to throw up a little bit there.
I was like, are you going to throw up? I was looking at you like, are you going to throw up right into the microphone and then just keep going?
Judge Cook, maybe Judge. Throw up a little bit. The dancing was hot. I am
for which part?
For Golden. I mean, not Golden. Standing next to you, I don't even know. What are we talking about, Nancy? Judge Cook.
Okay.
She watched all the dancing a lot is what
yes.
I know.
All the lives. Okay, so
I've had like 3 sips of this drink. Like, why?
Producer Rob went hard.
Oh, I forgot to eat though. There's nothing in here. There's no barrier. I forgot to eat my donut. So the only thing that's holding the line here in my stomach is the matcha.
Yeah, matcha beverage that we had earlier before this.
Dangerous.
The dancing.
Yeah.
Yes. Standing next to you is not my favorite.
It's not, but I do
also,
like the Usher version with
yes,
the
that one's a good
yes.
one. But also, it feels like that Jason Derulo video with NCT 127. So,
but it's not as good.
But not as good. But the viewing of like the eyeball stuff in the fucking tunnel.
What?
The dancing in the tunnel.
Oh,
it's the visuals.
Oh,
is
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying
yes.
the eyeball stuff.
I was like eyeballs.
Yeah, visuals.
I didn't. I mean, we talked about this before. I was like, the video is very distracting. That's why, like, the dancing only is preferred.
What was the video that we just saw that we didn't realize was just a dance video? And we're like, all this fucking time?
Oh, I can't remember.
What was it? Was it BTS? No. 127? Oh, it was Super M.
Super M, yeah. Tiger Inside, where we're like,
Aaron,
where the fuck has this been?
Like, the Tiger Inside has a dance only video?
I'm sure we probably have watched it with her and don't remember, but probably, we're like, what?
But we're like, what the f? No one, this is the one.
Yeah, performance only video. Perfect. We love that.
Anyway.
Nancy loved the features on New Jeans and Super M.
Yeah.
And she'll have to give them more listening.
Yes, you do.
As always, you educate me so much. Thanks for your patience with me. Even fired, you can't really shut me up. Until next time, much love, Nancy.
Love you, Nancy.
Nancy.
Yeah, man. Our girls, when we were picking up our albums today at the...
Oh, my God. We were picking up our NCT 127 winter albums.
That's right.
And they were blasting.
New Jeans.
It, like, just...
For me.
I don't understand how they can work. And, like, it's
so
loud.
Incredibly loud. Like, all the time.
I
want
to hear it. Sure. I want to hear it. But, like, just a little bit. It does not need to be at 11.
It doesn't need to be at 11.
Like, all day? That's fucking crazy.
It's not just one time or two times. It's every
time. It's every song. And every time we go there. Yeah, so it's like I would be fighting somebody. I'd be like, you need to turn this down.
It's going
to
take a toll after a while.
Yeah, it cannot be this loud. That's crazy. Well, I said episode six.
We're
right?
Six?
Six,
sure.
Yep. And I said 2023, I guess.
2023, I guess. We'll start sometime in 2024 with episode seven. Seven are biases. And dream.
I recap the year for you guys.
Yeah, that's what we're doing today, guys.
Recapping the year.
We're going to do some recaps. We're going to do, as you know, pop culture recaps. I'm guessing Robin's giving me.
Yep.
And then we went through and we picked our, let's just say top.
Top.
We're not
going to
give
just
you a
top.
Number because
just
we originally top. Went with 10 and then we're like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So
I can't do 10.
I can never do 10. It's just impossible for me.
Yeah.
So we're going to do... I've got albums and songs.
I didn't do albums because I didn't even
just
think
got
about
songs,
that.
So okay.
January. In January, there was Nepo Baby discourse.
Oh.
Because there was a whole article in the New York Times about, like, Nepo Babies, and then Nepo Babies were mad about it. Like, you know, like, actors, daughters, or sons, daughters, whoever.
Nepotism,
like,
guys.
Mad
is what
about
we're talking
it.
About.
But it's like, but that's why.
That's how
that's
anybody.
That's literally the only reason.
No, but also, it's not just actors.
Listen, well, no, I mean,
where
I'm just saying,
where
like,
we
actors,
work,
yeah, oh yeah,
nepotism,
oh yes,
is hard.
I'm just saying, like, actors, go
strong,
musicians, whoever, right?
Yeah,
like,
of course, your children are gonna be able to do stuff because you're a fucking actor.
You're
like,
not getting this job
musician.
Because you're just
right?
Who just
you're
this
just,
regular.
Just showing up?
No, yeah. You're getting it because of whoever your parents are. That's why.
Sometimes you can include your cousins and
sure.
your siblings,
but
or whatever.
Yeah, it's
but generally, it's because you have a
famous parent
or even aunt.
Yeah,
like
well, in Hollywood, yeah, for
yeah,
sure,
in
like,
Hollywood.
So yeah, this is funny. That they were getting all mad. Prince Harry's peen. We all had to learn about that in his book.
Did we learn about a fetus?
Did I
hear this?
It's because he said that he got frostbite, and apparently, if you put moisturizer on it, you can like help it or whatever. And he used like his mom's moisturizer or whatever. Yeah.
When did this happen? Why does he still have his mother's moisturizer?
I don't know.
That happened like 25 years ago.
I don't fucking know. But
so I need more answers to this weird situation.
I didn't
read the book.
But his book was all everybody's reading it on the timeline, and it was fucking just wild shit after wild shit. Because like, what is wrong with this guy? Like,
yeah, and nothing made anything that you two have done better from that book.
Absolutely not. I wrote NCT Atlanta because me and Tyler.
Atlanta, which seems crazy. Felt like years ago.
I know.
To be honest.
got to see them. It was great.
Great.
Can't wait.
Vampire Robin.
Vampire, I know. Favorite. It's so good. Like, the whole thing.
Favorite, fucking parentheses, vampire, which doesn't even need
to
be
we'll
there.
We'll probably have to go back there
exist.
To go see Stray Kids or whatever.
Seriously, Stray Kids are going to release their 2024 dates. And Nancy, include us. Okay.
Yes, somebody's getting tickets, so.
Yeah.
White Lotus was also all over everybody's timeline in January.
Yeah. Jesus.
And with the tagline, these homosexuals are trying to kill me. Which feels right.
Troye Sivan.
In February, UFOs were confirmed by the government.
Yes.
And it was like,
Again, doesn't that seem like it was just 2 months ago? Like, that was in February.
But
yes.
I love that they confirmed it, and then after that, it was like.
Oh, no, just kidding.
But it was like, where are the aliens? They don't want to fucking come here. That's why.
Well, no, I feel like they do come here. But also, I feel like
they
might admit it, that it's happening or it's happened or whatever. They might probably have some fucking mummies or whatever, alien mummies around.
Yeah, they did, remember?
They're never going to show that shit
no,
for
no,
real.
No.
But I also love that they were trying to say that that guy was totally like lying and stuff, that he never worked for the government, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, pulls out, I literally have so much information. Like, here's some here's some newspaper clippings of stuff that people interviewed me at my job.
Yes.
Other like Time Magazine, like all these kind of things. And then like photos and like his scan card. Like, which
so
I
he's like, what?
He could be fake, but he's like, but. Yeah.
But I did. So, but I just like, it's funny that like, you know, they confirmed it, and then everybody thought like aliens would come here, and then like they probably do, and they're like, "This fucking sucks.
This place sucks.
Like, fuck, get out, y'all, off out of here, man."
Like, they're like, "Y'all,
they came here, and they're like, oh no, America," and then they left.
They totally came for like, they picked up one of those hot Krispy Kreme donuts straight off the like, like
straight off the gate,
and then left. They're like, "We're out."
Rihanna did the Super Bowl. Which
I was gonna go.
I mean, and I feel like it was. It was fine.
It was fine. Oh, this is what I remember now. So hold on. I need to highlight something. So as you know, when Robin and I drive into work, there's the two radio stations that we listen to, and they both piss us off incredibly.
They both lie.
Even, but we still need to like listen to them because it's interesting to know what people have to say about stupid shit, right? So anyways, those fucking broads on 94.5.
Yes.
We're like talking about Rihanna and the foot and the halftime show and whatever.
And the football.
And the football.
Sports.
And we're all like, oh my God, you know, woman power, blah, blah, blah. And like, she was pregnant. We didn't know.
No.
Like, they were saying it like they knew that when they were watching it.
Yeah. Nobody knew she was pregnant.
They already knew this. And I was like,
she didn't confirm it.
I could see.
Yes.
But also, don't pretend.
No.
Like, you're like, oh yeah, 100%. We totally knew.
No.
Like,
and she could have not been pregnant. Like, maybe she was just
got fat. Maybe she just got fat. Yeah. Maybe she just Sam Smith.
Exactly.
Her way in
like,
February.
Not supposed to assume that anyone's pregnant,
right? So, but this boy, these bitches were like, yeah. Oh yeah, we told, like Rihanna called them and confirmed it. Basically,
it
was like, and it was not.
It was fine
because like, we've talked about this before.
Rihanna's,
too. We love Rihanna.
Yeah,
right?
Love her.
Fenty Beauty is everything.
Excellent.
She has some.
Yeah.
Two, really great songs.
Five or six.
I mean, it's, are we going that hard?
I don't even
say,
know.
Bitch, better have my money.
Yes.
And that other
where
one,
have
where have you been all my life? That one. Those
maybe two.
Maybe fucking
right.
Go. Oh, no, there's another one that she has a duet with, a slow one. That's
and
really
also
sad
Drake.
And good. And anything Drake. So, okay, her curse collab stuff. Let's just say five. Everything else. You know
you,
every
you know
single
the songs,
Rihanna song.
But are
you
they
know them.
Good?
But Jesus Christ.
Question mark.
I challenge you to go and watch
to
those
an entire
two,
one.
And not just listen. Go watch a video.
Oh, man. They're bad. Yeah.
And listen to the two Rihanna / Eminem
oh,
songs.
No, no,
right?
No.
You know what? I'm not afraid. You should be. Go do it. I'm telling you right now. Bad.
Yeah.
And then Umbrella, terrible.
Kill yourself.
Fucking only girl in the world. Oh. The only version is the One Direction version, which is horrible.
Also,
also like
so bad.
So incredibly bad.
Wow.
And anyway, just. I'm not. Listen, if you are number one, you're Rihanna's number one fan. Sure, you're
that's
right.
Okay.
I still challenge you.
Yeah, please
to tell the truth. Just as we say, if you love a band,
yeah,
you do not have to
not
love everything that
not
they drop.
Everything.
You
no.
don't have to. Okay.
You don't have
so
to.
So I challenge you to this Rihanna situation.
Harry
be
Styles.
Be sober. Don't be like drunk at a club, being like the song goes so hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Have to be so
sober.
Stone sober. When you're doing dry January
doing
out there.
Jan or Feb, because I've seen that rule around
yeah,
too.
Do this.
Do this. Challenge yourself. And then tell me. Come back. I'd like to know.
Harry Styles sucked at the Grammys.
Are we still in February?
Yep.
Okay. Wait, what did he do at the Grammys?
It was just like out of key.
No, but what songs did he even do?
I
was it something from 2019?
I fucking might have been.
I
can't even remember what
I
he sang.
I totally didn't even see it, but I
oh,
remember you
yeah,
saying how
I can't,
that was.
I can't. I honestly can't remember what he sang,
no,
but I know
no
that
idea.
It was out of key. Maybe it was as. Oh, it was as it was. That's why.
As it was.
Like, but like the stage is all fucking crazy. He was out of key. It was insane. Mm. And he's like, it was the pitchy, like
yeah,
okay. Whatever. Like
blame
yeah,
stadium.
It's like no, you were
totally
just bad. It's fine.
It's fine. Own up to it.
No one sound checked it. It was like a fucking like Korean end of the year show.
Oh,
like no one sound checking anything.
No
like,
one even gives a shit. Like remember that New Year's whatever one we watched? I can't remember what it was. And like BTS was on it. Nobody could care less.
Oh yeah,
what was happening on that New Year's show? I was like, wow, nobody wanted to do this at all. Anyway, go on.
And Madonna's face went wild.
Oh jeez, guys. Okay, listen.
It was, I mean, it doesn't look as horrific right now because I feel like it's like.
Maybe she's not like, doing as much.
Well, I feel like it, like, you know, like settled. Maybe, whatever okay. she did yep. to her face. But
it was crazy.
It was insane.
And also, don't be. Stop it. Don't match your brows to your hair
oh,
at 65.
I know. Yeah. Well, maybe? This is the same with like Ariana Grande doing just, that. Yeah. Like, enough.
Ariana
like,
Grande, what happened to you in 2023, man?
No. I don't know if I have her. I might have her on the list here, oh, but it's just like, girl, what
it's
are you
so,
doing?
It's like, so like, she was so cute, and now she's like skeletal.
Somebody was saying and that she might be on drugs, and I was like, you know what? That actually might be, and we're not saying this is true,
it
but
could
I'm
be,
like,
it could be a thing.
Meth? Because that does do that to your hair, like very thin hair. And
yeah.
like this, right?
And I know this because I know actual people.
And you can't bounce back from that because no, your hair just is never the
never
same after,
back.
Right?
Yep.
And like her face, like, and like so skinny. So like, skinny. I was like, that actually might track.
Ooh,
and obviously,
so
like,
that would be sad if that's
it would
the
be
case.
Sad and obviously awful, right? But, and like, obviously, Mac Miller also passing away
yes,
from
yes, yes,
substance
yes.
abuse. I'm like, but that's what that happens though. People,
yeah.
you know, get in that mindset, right? And, yep. like, unfortunately fall into the same
yep.
hole because they can't, you know, but...
Well, I mean, Claudia was out there being like Ariana Grande. Oh, no, she was talking about Katy Perry. Never
yeah,
mind.
No,
she hasn't hit in a while, but...
Yeah, so hopefully she can, you know, get... But not also, like, wrecking a marriage also doesn't help.
Girl, like, wreck your own marriage, which was, like, why? And also,
yeah, but then
wreck
like
this other dude's marriage. And this dude is a fucking troll. Like,
just
what?
Insanity. Like,
he's a literal hobbit.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Anyway, whatever.
Scary. But March, nothing, yep. all nothing. Caps, nothing
oh.
but Scandoval.
Oh, God. Everything.
It's like the shock of the year, to be honest. I was like, I remember we were in the car and I was like, Tara.
Oh, shocking. Shocking.
Tara.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking. And it's like the shock of the year. And now James is in his rightful place as the number one guy in the group.
Absolutely. 100% love that. Oh, fuck. We missed that night, Robin.
I know.
December 20th is celebrities. Damn it. I can't believe we missed that.
They have obviously like the new season is coming up and just looks
what a mess.
Unfucking believable already.
It's a mess.
Yep.
mess.
Schwartz making out with Sheena for some reason.
Oh God, what?
I was like, why?
Why?
Like, what the why?
Oh my God.
Jax fighting people. I was why is he even there? Like,
why are you even there? And also that makes sense though.
It looks great. Excellent TV. April, all caps, the dreamies in our eyeballs.
Oh, God. Finally.
Finally.
On the floor.
On the floor.
No,
eyes.
The eyes did not move away. They were
not.
Like,
poor Hitchan had to see me, my crazy eyes looking at him the entire, just
still
filming.
Still, yeah, the entire time.
Because there was no barrier. There was like one person
no.
and then him and me.
That's
it.
Yep. We were right there.
Poor
Miriam
guy.
Miriam was on the floor, standing. Mom and I both, after the show, were like, God damn it. Walking right now, right? Am I right?
Yep. We asked Mom if she wanted to sit down. And she was like, no. So she also
right.
needed to see Jimin in her eyeballs. Yeah. Park Jimin, all caps,
Park
dropped
Jimin.
His album. As we know, Park Jimin Supremacy. So.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not a super fan of the album, but
no,
I am a super fan of Park Jimin.
Yeah,
so that's really
that's all that matters. Donald Trump jail era.
Oh God, is this still fucking going on?
It's still going on, but that's when we got the mugshot and all the things, which was hilarious.
Hilarious, so satisfying.
And then Taylor and Joe started the cycle of celebrity breakups.
Yeah, yeah, and she was going through some real. Positive break up with your boyfriend situation.
Oh,
with her friends.
Making all of her friends
break
up their boyfriends. Break
up with your boyfriends right now. Or fight with your husband or something so we can go do whatever we need to do.
Let's go do our girlfriend stuff together.
Yeah.
In May, there was a cockroach on the Met red carpet that was the highlight of the Met, apparently, because it was super boring. There was nothing else, apparently.
What was even the theme this last year?
I totally. Was it Chanel? I can't
remember.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Because somebody went as Karl Lagerfeld, right?
Right.
Yeah.
How are we here? Robert De Niro and Al Pacino got their infant girlfriends pregnant.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Oh,
both have like 29-year-old girlfriends for some
ew.
Fucking reason and got them pregnant.
Ew.
I was like, ew. It's right. They're 80 fucking something years old. Like, what? How
no,
even?
You're going to be dead.
But
like,
also.
What's the point of a kid?
How?
I don't know. Frozen sperm, probably. Like, you know, probably.
Why?
Froze that shit
like,
so you could produce more children or whatever.
I was like, ew. I totally forgot about that because everyone's like, ew, these
old,
ew,
men, old,
these
men,
old men.
Old men asses.
Yeah.
Right there.
Long and loose.
Imagine when Samantha banged that old man, Sex and the City, and you got that vision on your television in your eyeballs of him walking into the bathroom with the light shining on him, naked, and his old man ass.
Yeah.
And
then that's Samantha exactly,
went, oh, God.
Yeah, that's exactly what is happening with Robert De Niro and their fucking children girlfriend. I was like,
fucking crazy.
I wrote Barfaroni.
Seriously, Barfarama.
Luann from Housewives had her brief moment with Kevin Costner. Almost.
Oh, you're right.
Almost. Yeah. I saw that he was dating someone else. Who was it? Jewel.
That's Jewel?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Or I don't know if they're dating, but they were getting sexy somewhere.
Because he's into cowboy shit right now, and she's like about that life?
I guess it's like, I thought she was married, but...
No, she's got a divorce.
Yeah. So, Kevin Costner. Why not?
But she was married to, like, a cowboy guy.
Yes, yes.
And then, so she's like, I guess Kevin Costner's kind of like a cowboy, right?
So, good. Same thing. Good enough.
Good enough.
June, Kim Taeyang, a.k.a. the former Mrs. Jenny Kim, they have their moment. Now they are broken up because...
Oh, they're broken up now, too?
Well, in the Army, Tara, so how could she possibly...
I didn't realize, I didn't know you had to break
up. Well, I don't think you do, but how could she possibly wait for him for that long?
How could she possibly?
June was also Queen Chriselle. Because we got our Selling Sunset.
Sure did. Chriselle, just you're a dream. Just know that.
Yeah, I just rewatched. Just know that. I just rewatched all of it again, and I was like, you know what? Chriselle is just...
Y'all are just jealous because she's
just
so
jealous.
She's so pretty.
And she doesn't suck.
And
like,
she
she's not
suck.
A fucking crazy person.
No,
like,
she's never sucked.
Yeah, like, she's just normal just and cute and fun.
Just jealous because she's cute. Mm-hmm. And all the boys like her. We all know how girls hate that.
Yeah, well, all the boys like her. All the girls like her, so... Yeah,
the girls are loving her, too. Yep.
I know. And leave goddamn Brie and Chriselle alone. My God.
Brie better fucking come back. I mean, I know she will because you're not going to leave those kind of dramatics and not come back.
Yeah,
but
it's just like, leave these fucking people alone.
She doesn't want to be nice to everyone.
No,
why should she be?
Like, don't.
I agree with you. You can't tell me who I need to like. Yep. It's not going to happen.
We also got JVN.
Oh, JVN.
And guess what? We're getting JVN again in a week because there's
so
a new season.
But last season of Bobby, they
I know.
Can't
like,
go
who's
on.
Who's gonna build?
They can't.
They can.
Go on.
Not without Bobby. Like
no,
who's gonna do anything?
Bobby.
Like nobody's fucking doing anything on that show besides Bobby.
Seriously,
like,
it's gonna be. What's? I hope he has his own like DIY show or some shit.
Yeah,
because like coming up, or he's just done with it. Maybe.
Well,
who knows?
I feel like there's apparently a big falling out there, like with all of them.
Drama.
I was.
He was the cause.
Some gay on TikTok like had all the juice about it because. It was something to do with like Karamo having like crazy like swingers parties and like all this stuff and like and then it was like Anthony and JVN against Bobby, like all this kind of like
that feels right though.
Yeah. So it was a lot of drama.
There are five gay dudes.
Yeah, like
what do you think is gonna be going
on? That's like the
drama.
That's like the power of like 50 women being working in one office. Like,
seriously. Like
they're not gonna get along.
If you've ever known a gay man,
it can't be normal. Like they have to be fighting.
Have to be fighting
about
somebody,
something.
With
like,
anyone. Literally has to be at least one person.
Yeah. It's not gonna be friendly. No.
Oh no. The faces.
And then you get five of them all together?
Imagine what happens.
Jonathan, I don't feel like he's fighting with anybody.
Well, I feel like he does because I feel like Jonathan can get into a bitchy state.
I feel like Jonathan is
but then he feels very bad
about it. He's like telling secrets.
Oh, 100%.
And like starting the stuff,
right.
But not fighting. I feel
right.
like that's what
I feel
Jonathan
like he
is
could
doing.
Probably get into, I think if you pushed him far enough, he probably could like just quickly snap, but then he'd be like, oh my God, you guys, I'm just being a hot slut right now.
Exactly.
And I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, like right
but
away.
I feel like it, oh, I feel like it's fucking Karamo. I know it is.
It's fucking Karamo. Absolutely. Because what? Between, I mean, Anthony, at least he's hot, right?
Yeah. I feel like
Anthony is not a bad looking dude. That's not what I'm
saying. Fighting with anybody either. I feel like
but he gets his bitch on.
Yes,
that
but
girl.
I feel.
You know it's true.
Yeah.
But he's up in there making dip, right?
Yeah.
Bobby is literally building you a whole entire
home. Of course he's
going to
be mad.
So
like, he's like, these fucking bitches aren't doing anything.
What's Karamo even do?
Yeah.
I mean, is that really a counselor? Like, is he actually like a therapist?
I don't feel like
life?
He's like a licensed anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I feel like, you know, like a fucking
motivational
I feel
speaker.
Like Jai wasn't either. Like,
right. Jai.
The other thing from June was poo-poo heads. One of the iconic lines from James Kennedy during Leave Out of Proper.
Yes.
Your poo-poo heads.
Yes.
A worm wearing a mustache.
Wonderful.
The Titanic gone wrong happened again when
oh
they
my
went.
God, I forgot about that already too. When they were controlling that fucking little tiny submarine with an Xbox controller,
and then it exploded. No shit.
No fucking kidding. No one tested that shit.
No one.
Not a single person. And those people paid like millions of dollars, right? Like
yes,
to go on this thing.
Yes. Watch the movie. There's a documentary
about
going down there. Like, just fucking go. No, I mean, like, watch the documentary
that James Cameron 100%.
Filmed about the fucking Titanic.
That didn't really work either, and he had, like, legit.
So, like why do you need to go down? Why in the world do you want to go millions of leagues under the sea to go see what? Like,
to see a boat.
It's a boat. It's a fucking...
Like, I'm sure there's no, like, fucking neon sign down there being like,
come see the Titanic. The ballroom used to be here. Like, why do you need to do this?
It's just scraps of boats.
Why?
Jack and fucking Rose weren't actually there.
No.
Right?
It was,
you know that,
they weren't
right?
there.
Hey, guys? Y'all
They're
know
not
this?
Down there. It's fucking crazy. And
there
then
there are people that think they were.
Yes.
And that's a conspiracy. And
of course.
They weren't. Yep. She's still alive. Blah, blah, blah.
It's not a real movie.
Well,
I mean,
Robin.
I know it's real in real life, the Titanic, but the movie is not real.
Yeah, that was a fictitious portion. How could we know that this happened? They're all dead. Right?
Come on. And then there was the Sheen factory tour, which gave us the confident activist.
Jesus.
What is your job?
Yeah,
it's the same job as Karamo, I feel like.
Confident activist.
Yeah.
What? You cannot be fucking serious. Who is watching this person?
I don't know, but I love that people still like use your screenshots and shit for things because they can't give it up. Like,
and there's like that one outfit. Was that the one?
Yes.
Was she the one?
Yeah, the with the green.
Guys, I'm like, what the shit is happening?
Just go look up confidence activist on, you'll find it.
Just because something is sold on that site does not mean you need to put it on your body.
You do not. And listen, we know a girl that puts all of those things on her body that also doesn't need to.
Yep.
And again, I said, I wish I had that kind of like diluted.
Well, then, that's why that woman.
Yeah, self-confidence. And that's why I'm like, do it. But also, you don't need to.
You don't need
you
to.
You can just wear more things.
Just
I think that's what I.
Just one thing that fits would be
that's
ideal.
What I mean. Like,
would be ideal.
If it fit, it would be different. But it never does.
Never
and
does.
That's the problem. Like, if it was fitting properly on your body,
honestly, like,
I said, I don't care. Be whatever size,
but also make
sure it fits. Why is it always so tight
that,
and so small?
You know, wants
don't
things to never touch my body.
Well, yeah,
right?
Like, don't you feel
so
like, ugh.
Don't you feel, I can't even have, like, even if my button on my jean, like,
exactly.
after I ate
I
is even too
I
much.
I can feel it right now.
I will undo,
and I have, like,
I will
I got,
undo
I bought
that
the baggy yeah. jeans, and I can feel the button
like,
right
at
now.
Work,
and I'm like, ugh.
I will certainly
oh, I know.
Be unbuttoning a top button until, like, usually happens, like, 2 in the
That's
afternoon.
Like,
I'm like, ugh, God, I still got
like,
an hour and a half here.
How
so,
can you guys?
How? I know what it feels like.
It's so.
You can't be serious.
No. That's what I mean. Like, wear whatever you want. That's fine. But, like, why does it need to be so tight?
So hard
small.
And so tight,
so small.
And so not fitting.
Like, in, like just like cutting into your body. That's all I can
cutting
think about. Like,
all I can think about.
How
the line that's going to be on your stomach.
Yeah, so it hurts.
It's on there
it
so
hurts.
Hard. Sake.
Fuck's sake, man.
Anyway, Shane, what a fucking dumpster fire, man.
July, Kyle Richards, lesbianic era. Let's be honest.
Kyle
and Mauricio are separated,
oh
and now she's got a lady friend.
We need to keep talking about this so it can happen. When are we getting the
oh my god, the
Mauricio
agency?
Yes,
versus the Oppenheimer group.
The fucking,
where is that fucking show?
Yeah,
where is it?
We're Jason and Jason versus Mauricio.
Yeah.
Why aren't I
you know
seeing this?
You know who's selling more houses? Jason and Jason.
That's
right.
They really do sell houses, guys.
Yeah, they do. There's somebody did a TikTok about it.
Both Jasons are doing
both
a great
Jasons
job.
Both Jasons are fucking killing it over there. And like Crystal for so Crystal?
Crystal?
No.
No.
What's her name again?
I want to call her Chantel. Maybe it is Crystal?
I always forget her name. She sucks.
Oh, God.
Doesn't matter.
I want Charlene.
It's not Michelle.
It's something like Charlene, Crystal, Charmaine. Like one of these kind of. It's
yeah.
a C word of some sort.
Yeah. But. Fuck her. Barbie happened.
Oh, Barbie did happen.
And men
so
everywhere
true.
Were mad.
So mad. Because
including
you know,
our father, and I'm
because
like,
because you know you're being called out.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's not for you.
It's not for you. But also, you just feel bad because you know it's true.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Right?
That, yes. Yeah. So it's like,
because maybe our dad isn't like a weird dude, but I know that his friends are.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them.
Yes.
And been around them.
Exactly. But it's also, I was like, dad was always like, dumb. I'm like, well, it's not, it's not, do you play with Barbies when you're a child? Or? Yeah. I was like, it's not for you. And I was like, but also it is
because
did, what, because did anything that they say, was it
any of it wrong? None of it was wrong.
Fucking Mojo Jojo Casa House.
You don't need to say the Mojo and this Casa.
But again, it's the fact that men come in and fucking take over everything.
Yes, they try to.
Yeah.
And then you trick them into knowing that they're wrong. And then you just go right back to like, what's right.
I was like, it's this Tara's office is what this is.
Is
like when
true.
They get to the Mojo Dojo Casa House portion, I was like, this is just your
Tara's
office.
No, I thought
Tara's
America
office.
Was about horses.
Yeah, your office. All caps. What did Scooter do?
What did Scooter do?
When are we going to find out?
I thought we were going to get a surprise of this this release of what happened.
Yeah,
but
like, what? You can't just like, it can't just happen. Like, everybody drops them and then we know
and then
nothing.
We know nothing.
Why?
How, like, but why isn't someone looking harder?
No, I don't know. Scooter. Well, maybe there was an article and then there was like, he got
I feel like, whatever was someone was writing about it got kiboshed hard and they got paid, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Because, how in the world could nobody, like, nothing?
Nothing. Not even a little bit? Not even Taylor Swift telling us something? Like, you know what I mean? She's got to know.
And Aiden and Samantha came back.
Yes. Even if it's just for a moment.
It was just a moment that it was a spectacular moment
and
of Samantha.
Yes, it was. And we talked about the Aiden stuff and some people were quite upset about it. But I was like, you know what? No. Let's remember.
Yes. What Carrie has done.
He needs to be able to be able to do this. And it's not like it's because he's being selfish. Mm. It's for his fucking children. Yeah. So
remember what she
remember what she did twice.
Yeah.
So anyway. Go on.
I said August. My brain cannot remember August. I said, but I feel like it was.
I turned 50. So you
I
got.
Like, I feel like it was a Joe Jonas clownery month. I feel like that's when the Joe Jonas nonsense was going on.
When all the Jonas stuff was going on. Jesus Christ. And Nancy was here.
And
that was
Nancy
August.
Was here. It was August. September. We're all in our football era now because Taylor said so. And men are mad.
Men
again.
Are so mad.
Men. She's the Yoko Ono now. I'm like.
Oh my God. Because now that they're sucking too.
Yeah.
Like,
it's Taylor's fault. Obviously. Not the people playing the
because
game.
Because clearly she coaches the team.
Yes. Not the people that are playing. But it's her fault for going to the game. Like a normal person to cheer on a team.
We watched David Beckham. He also managed to still be a great fucking footballer.
Yeah.
Also, he isn't the only person on the team.
Well, there's like not the other, like, I don't know
just
how many.
Just because he's in love.
I don't
and
know
he's
how
traveling.
Many other people play on the football.
So, what you're trying to tell me is
but
that
it's like none of
Travis is just not playing as hard as
no,
normal.
But
right?
I said
no.
Nobody else is. He's not even the quarterback.
He's not even the fucking quarterback. Like, because who just said the other day, Travis Kelce didn't even get a touchdown? I'm like, he's not a quarterback or a runner like that. That's not.
Well, he does
what
catch.
His,
he does
his
do that.
Catch.
Yes.
But he's not like the guy.
No, but he's not
the
guy. And he's like, he's not. But I said, he's not the fucking quarterback.
He's
so
the fucking quarterback. Isn't that he the guy?
He's the guy.
The
he's usually the one. Like,
so
fuck off.
Stop fucking.
But yeah, men
Travis.
Are also like, they're focusing on her and the, you know, in the crowd. I said, but
that's nothing to do with the actual game.
It's nothing. But that's also, she said too, she's like, I have no idea where the cameras are. She's like, if they choose to
fucking zoom in on
she's like, then that's their, she's like, I can't control that. Like,
and then is it? It's
and I'm like, what is she? So she's not allowed to go see football games to go see her boyfriend
and
play?
She brings
or
like fucking other famous people that are also pumping up your game for whatever.
But like, just, so because, are there rules against going to see football?
But also,
like,
are we don't want super we don't want football to be popular?
No,
we
but
don't
I
want
mean,
that. Nobody wants. Nobody wants to.
Do you think
that?
Any girls were ever talking about football before any of this? So you're welcome, fucking
so,
the NFL.
I know what's happening. Mm. They're not mad at Taylor Swift, Robin. Here's what's up.
Well, they're mad that women are watching sports.
Yes. So on their Super Bowl Sundays, when they have their men over at the house, now the women, now the wives can be like,
now,
"Oh,
well, I
want my girls
come.
Over too."
Yeah.
And
men.
They hate
sports.
That. They're not getting their man time together.
It's only my
fucking
thing.
Bro out in their man cave or whatever.
Yep.
Now the ladies are there too.
Yeah, God forbid women also like sports. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Men. See? Once again, men.
Yeah, Barbie told us.
October. Bono, all caps.
Oh, yes.
Sing.
Bono. Man. It finally happened.
Yep. In the Sphere. Go see it if you can.
Go see it if you can. They're there till March, guys. Yep. They released some more dates.
Even if you said, even if you're not that into you too.
Just
go and see
it
because it's so cool.
It's so cool.
Britney's Revenge tastes so good.
So good.
Justin Timberlake crying.
He's still hiding, isn't he?
He's been out. He did some fucking thing at the Wynn for.
That's right. That's
right. But
I feel like there's been no like.
Oh, he made some stupid comment at the concert. No, at the concert, he made something about crying. I can't remember what it was, but
but like he was kind of like beaking off a little in the beginning, and then his people told him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
but I feel like nobody. Yeah,
whatever
right now.
Dumb thing he said about Crybaby River was like, he's like, I'm not that mad. You're not mad. Whatever it was, I was like, no. Yeah. You wrote this whole song though.
It was a whole album better. So
you wrote the whole song.
You Olivia Rodrigo?
you're not mad, but he's not mad.
No, he's fine.
25 years later, it's not a big deal.
Still talking
he doesn't
about
care.
It. It's no big deal.
You're only still fucking talking about it, but it's okay. She only just said something because
you have been talking about it the whole time.
And she said like the one thing in a book and never said anything about it again.
No.
But this guy still fucking yapping on about it, but he doesn't care.
No,
it's fine. Because, men. The Arrows movie happened. Excellent. You can rent it for $20 still.
And you know what? I'm going to agree with this one thing. I heard this on the radio on the way in on my, last weekend to work there before the holiday. And
why not make it free?
Why not? Taylor,
you not need the money.
It's not solely her.
Yeah. But I'm sure if she said.
But if she came out and said, guys, give this to my fans.
For free.
Why in the fucking world, after all the money that's being made on that goddamn tour, that you need to charge your fans to see the goddamn tour they just paid $20,000 for or whatever to get some stupid shit close by? But it's like, seriously, give it to the people.
I can't believe they did that.
And you only get it for 2 days. You don't even get it
forever. Like, it's so fucking crazy.
That's not, girl.
Why not put it
on? Do better on that.
Why not put it on Netflix?
Yeah.
You did the last one.
So that kind of pissed me off about her a little bit this year.
No, that's definitely, everybody was like, that's so shitty.
Rude,
why?
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Pillsbury was the other thing that we learned about in October. And then producer Rob is pretending that he knew this all along. I'm like, no, you did not.
If he knew about this, and he's like, oh, no, I think I knew that. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Nobody knew that his name was Jonathan.
No one talked about this ever.
Never.
Before this.
His name was a Pillsbury Doughboy.
When is anyone ever talking about it?
Oh, you mean Jonathan? No.
And then he said, well, I think it was on a trivia question.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Nobody's ever heard of this.
No one's ever talked about it, ever, in my entire life.
November, we had Travis Kelce's hilarious tweets, making him the only man in the world to never be canceled.
Seriously, he did a good job not being canceled. Because that's quick, that shit on Twitter. You do one wrong thing, you're done here, son.
No, but not a single bad tweet to be found. They were all hilarious.
They weren't indecent.
No,
they were
just dumb.
Super bro-y.
He's basically just a bro being dumb and dumb being
dumb
a bro.
Shit,
going to college. It wasn't anything offensive, which is shocking. Hall & Oates were feuding.
They're still feuding.
Yeah.
This isn't
still,
over.
Oh, it's not over. They're still feuding. We were like, but why?
It's old men.
They're old
men. I feel
like
that's what they do.
Yeah. They just get mad. Woke up one day and I'm mad.
You know what? Daryl Hall got Lyme disease a couple years back, and I feel like he's never been the same.
Yeah, he definitely. something went wrong in his brain. We also have the $60 million wedding featuring Maroon 5, because that's who you book when you have that much money.
Obviously.
Then now it's turned into this whole big thing. It's these people are scammers and all this stuff. It's just...
Oh, man.
Because if you have that kind of money, why are you advertising it? Because then you're just inviting people to
come rob you.
Because nobody knew who these people were before this. So it's like...
And then Maroon 5. What?
What?
Pick a better fucking. You could get anybody.
K-pop.
You can get anybody.
Everybody in K-pop. The whole
lineup.
If
you're gonna get America.
Yeah.
Fucking
anybody.
Taylor Swift. If you can afford it.
Yeah. What the fuck are you getting?
Maroon
5.
Maroon 5.
You cannot like them that much. I do not believe this.
I don't believe it either. You could probably get the Rolling Stones for Christ's sake.
Anybody but Maroon 5. Why?
Anyway.
And then December, we're in the BTS ARMY era.
Oh, God. Finally.
Finally. They are all in.
Finally listened, and they were like, fine, they're going to keep talking about it in 2024. Let's fucking go.
Namjoon was sick of us being
sick
of us. Oh, my God, that stupid podcast keeps saying. But nobody's seen Namjoon. No, not a herd, hide nor hair of Namjoon in the ARMY.
Maybe he's the president of the ARMY.
Yeah, he might be. He's doing undercover work.
He's just on a table somewhere, standing up high with a fucking, cane or whatever.
Yeah, we said
staff.
Said now at this point, now everybody's calling Taylor Yoko because now they're losing all their games.
Sure. It's totally her and Travis Kelce's fault. 100%.
I wonder if they won today because there was a game going on. Let's see. But
all the games over the winter break.
Everywhere you turn, Saltburn. on the timeline.
Yeah.
And listen, I watched it and I was like waiting and I was like, come on. Come on. I enjoyed the movie, but I was like, does it need to be? The jizz in the bathtub?
I mean, it's like
spoiler alert.
It's like the jizz in the peach, right? So it doesn't matter.
It was the drinking the jizz out of the drain of the bathtub. Why? No. And then the fucking the grave at the end. I was like, what? It's like, why? Because I had to look up. I was like, what is everybody even talking about? And nobody mentioned. everyone was all going on about the jizz. And I was like, nobody wanted to talk about the fucking the grave? Or no?
Sure.
It's like, what the fuck? I had to it's like, I have to fast forward through this. I can't.
You made love to a grave?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something. I was like, this is, yeah. But all in all, I enjoy the movie and I get now the Jacob Elordi. I get it that everybody's in love with him. I understand his face. And also, all over Twitter was The Gilded Age, which is a TV show. It's like Downton Abbey, but like New York in like the 1890s or whatever.
Okay.
And Christine Baranski's in it. Miranda is in it.
Okay.
And it is excellent. It's like...
It's called The What Now?
The Gilded Age.
Okay.
I said it's
a
show
that.
Making drama out of nothing, and it's amazing. It's basically just like... they're sitting around. There was like clock drama.
Oh.
There's opera drama.
Wow.
And like, but about nothing. And it's great. It's fantastic.
Sure.
Cynthia Nixon is excellent.
I mean, she's great.
And obviously, Christine Baranski is good and everything.
I don't like that, of course, Miranda was being such a fucking...
No.
Bitch ass.
She's kind of like that on the show, too. So it's like, come on, girl.
I know. Yeah. I like strong Miranda for when she was like a badass.
It's her and Christine Baranski are sisters who live together on the show. And I was like, me and Tara. Because they're just like, well, my husband died, and they have all this money or whatever, and they're like, live in this mansion in New
Sounds
York.
Perfect. Love
and
it.
Then they're like feuding with the neighbor that moved in across the street because she has new money.
But
the neighbor doesn't know that they're feuding with them. Like, it's like one-sided feud, like just mad. Right. Like, you know, it's like the show. It's hilarious. Because that's like, you couldn't have new money back then. Like, it was all like old money, like
you're
the
poor.
Vanderbilts.
You're
and
poor.
Like,
you're new
yeah,
money.
Basically, yeah. Because they made like railroad money and it was like new.
Yeah, yeah. Gold mining money and so on.
Exactly.
Like that, yeah.
And that's it. That's
wow.
2023, man.
That's it for the year?
That's it.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's many more things, but...
Don't forget you got into something to call it Montana. It's not called Montana.
Oh, Yellowstone.
Yellowstone this year.
Yes.
So that was a big thing for you.
Sure did.
Yeah. It's been decided that everyone thinks that Mark Harmon should be
absolutely
on that show. I said as a bad guy because I thought it'd be a nice twist, but everybody thinks no because people like him as a good guy. I'm like, but he can't always be a good guy.
Well, he can't. It was cows and corruption. That's right.
Cows.
Because it's like
what?
How much more?
That's exactly what
can happen with cattle.
Cows and corruption. Like, it seems crazy.
It's like so for fucking this many seasons.
You can only like you know poison so many cows. Or, like, herd up some cows.
It's fucking crazy. I was like, this can't be an entire show about cows, right?
What else do you
but
what
it
else
is.
Happens? Milk cows. kill a cow so you can have steak. Like, I don't know. What else can you do?
I don't know. It's a lot, apparently.
You can tip them when they're sleeping.
That's not nice.
It's not nice. It's terrible. It's awful. I don't want any of these things to happen to these cows, yet there we are.
It's like Danny. Like,
exactly.
Tip the cow.
No.
Oh, goodness.
Are we getting pausing? Or are we?
We can go right into the music.
Okay.
What do you got?
Hello, Robin. So, as we know, you're in, guys. And, I went through. It was funny because I said to Robin, are we doing like a Western Western music list and then a K-pop list? Or Robin's like, there's not near enough good Western Mm-mm. songs that came out this year
no.
to make a list. And
absolutely not.
Guys, she was right. So
should I drink wine? Should I drink a beer? What do I?
Let's get a beer. Cause I feel like that's a nice go between.
Okay.
I don't need a creamy drink and then a wine.
Yeah,
you know
seems
I mean?
And so that's not a good. I shouldn't add that layer in.
It's not a good luck.
I have so many layers going on in my body right now. It's gonna be might be throwing up later. Who knows?
For the first time, Robin might be barfing on New Year's. So what we're doing is I'm doing some of the best, I think, full best releases for 2023, like full album, I have an honorable mention list as well, where most of the album is good, and then there's still a few like questions or whatever. No, I wanted a beer too.
I'm gonna just jersey sit for now.
So, I don't have a particular order except for my top two, and this is the best releases, albums or EP of 2023 for me. One and two are Oh My God EP, which had Oh My God and Ditto. And Get Up EP, which has all these songs. New Jeans, Super Shy, ETA, Cool With You, and my fave, of course, being ASAP.
Beautiful.
So those are my top two. And then I'm going to say the rest.
Top two even.
Top two. And then the rest of my top ten is in no particular order.
All right.
But I'll probably say that number three is U2 Songs of Surrender.
Okay.
Because this was the 40 songs they redid to how they wanted to do it today.
Forgot that even happened this year. So
that was this year. we were supposed to see Bono in New York do his tour for that.
Yes.
But then we decided to go to the show at the Sphere instead.
Yes.
Next, we have Stray Kids, 5-star.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, we put that, as you know, we put that CD in and we drove.
Yeah, we were driving.
Mock. Okay, we're driving.
Mach 12.
We're like, well, this is what the what every the? Song is amazing. Next, I have J.K. Golden, but I'm saying 3/4.
Yes,
and I should have him in the honorable mentions, to be honest.
It's fine,
but
you can put it there.
I feel like it's 3D was enough to get him into the top. Mm-hmm. EXO Exist, because every single song,
every
is
single song,
like
that was in my top five.
So good. I also have Monsta X Reason because this EP.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking excellent.
It sure
Every
is.
Every single song was amazing. And then I have Guts, Olivia Rodrigo.
My number one album according to Apple Music. I'm like, that
can't be right. And also I said, but also Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Emails I Can't, which I realize came out last year, but she's got a lot of songs that are for this year. The combo album. It's the back to back. It's the one. It's the Louis and the Harry one that you should listen to almost opposite.
These albums are talking to each other.
Talking to each other big time. It's like sorry you were younger or whatever.
Sabrina Carpenter is the one that was dating
the guy that
Rodrigo was dating.
Wrote her album about. And clearly Sabrina wrote her entire album about him too.
Yeah.
So there we go. And I'm probably gonna have to give a shout out to NCT 127 for their Golden Age.
Mm-hmm.
Simply for the Bat.
Oh, NCT, you mean, yes?
Yes. And I'm like, what? For the Bat? Video and song? Also, Bag of Jeans and Kangaroo.
Yeah.
So I realize there's only three. The others are good.
Yes.
But not these.
Not that
level,
I'm saying. Yes.
And then, okay, so that was my sort of top. There you go. Honorable mentions for 2023 are Samantha Smith and Gloria.
Yes.
Unholy was last year's number one song for me.
Yeah.
But that was released last year and number one last year. So I didn't want to say that in my song.
You can't
say
keep.
I
can
say the album, though, because the album didn't drop
until
2023. Ruel with the Fourth Wall. And it was a great concert.
Yep. Forgot we went to that even.
Yeah, so. See, like, so I know you guys are going to be like, whoomst? But it's go look him up. Ruel. He's still a child. And he is wonderful.
Wow. There's somebody. Oh, it was Harvey on his Instagram posting about how he's like, I can't believe I'm 25. I'm like, how is he only 25? Like, what?
We saw him like 12 years ago.
I was like, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ. Oh, that man should not have been at that concert. That was
pumping
like so hard to Harvey. I have Hozier, Unreal Unearth, which is just your typical Hozier.
Yep, sleeping.
Soft in your ears.
Yep.
This beautiful voice. So shame about the face situation, but wow. In your vagina. Those songs.
Yes.
We have Eddie with Minus.
Mm-hmm.
Betty came back to us with a good album.
He did.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a start to finish.
Well, because he said, I'm fucking tired of you guys talking about it. So
talk about me. And then also we had Autumn by Variations, which also was very nice.
Also nice, yes.
Yep. And that was, Robin tells me, was done by the same guy that did Folklore. Yeah?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Aaron Dresner, yeah.
Next we have In Hyphen with Dark Blood, because Bite Me.
Bite
Me. Deserves it.
Yeah.
Troye Sivan, because
excellent. All the songs are good.
All the good songs are good. It's called something to, I don't know, give each other something. I can't read.
I don't know.
Writing. It's too long.
Troye
Sivan.
Doesn't
fucking
matter.
Give
you know
me
what
so much
about.
Stuff. Park Jimin, all caps with a face.
Yes.
Because he's adorable.
It's Park Jimin.
Next we have Taeyang, Down to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say specifically Vibe and Shun. Because I feel like he's really being super Christian on
on the rest of the tracks.
The rest of the tracks.
Yes.
August D-Day, because mm-hmm. we gotta.
Yep.
But not 100% good, guys.
No.
Oh,
no.
Absolutely. Like, not, I was kind of bummed out about it.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Not 100%. Not 100%. That one song reminds me of Not Afraid, and I can't get past that.
I'm not afraid. Next, we have Wavy on My
yes,
Youth.
Excellent.
And to be honest, it actually is all the way good.
It is. Like, full, like, start to finish. It's
but
excellent.
You definitely 100% have to be hot to listen to it. Because
yeah. Blame it on My Youth.
That's right. It's Wavy. And then I'm going to give you an extra, extra honorable. It's Five Sauce, and the album is The Feeling of Falling Upwards, which is live from the Royal Albert Hall. It's really good. Like, and they do it with, like, the orchestra and shit, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just lovely. And yes. I have to shout out for Five Sauce, because mm-hmm. Luke Hemmings is hot.
Of course. Still.
What I did also learn about Five Sauce when I looked this up was that none of them graduated. They all, like, dropped out of school and, like, took all their
degrees.
I guess
they were fucking, like,
whatever,
12 years old or whatever when
they're... They're like, fuck it, we're not going to school. Like, one of them dropped out in grade 10. I'm like, that's crazy. okay, here we go. Top songs, Robin.
Yes.
So,
do you want to do one and I'll do one?
Sure. I'm going to start with my, so I've got my top, in my top 10, not particular, but whatever. And then I've got my backup top 10, because I had to have 20.
Yes.
But I have a true honorable mention that should not be on this list, but it's up, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
because it technically
it hit number one. Yes.
I know, but so did fucking All I Want for Christmas Is You and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot
but
of old
Cruel
songs,
Summer has been on the radio, like,
I know, but they,
for
I know
months.
They, I know they
yes.
re-released it for the yes. summer, but I'm saying it's only a true honorable mention because
yes.
it comes
it's
from
not technically, yes.
So it's not technically,
yes.
right?
2019.
Or sorry, Lover, sorry.
2019 it came out,
no,
yes.
No, I was saying wrong album.
No, I know, but yeah, it came out
came
in 2019.
Much like Harry's album that people are still pretending is like new songs, right? Anyway, because it's Cruel Summer. You want to yell it, right? Like, big time. But
it
I'd
is.
Say it's not truly a 2023. First run, I'm going to say, Robin, is Super Shy. Or, oh my God, I don't know. I feel like
it's a tie.
It can be a tie.
This is that number, your number one song?
I guess it's probably my number one song.
So my number one song, and there was no, everything else is not
everything
in order.
Random.
There was no negotiation. It was Super Bowl, because I was like, all caps, Felix, why?
Yep.
Like,
yep, I agree.
What the fuck, man? My number two was Oh My God. I said the start of the New Jeans obsession, to be honest, but
yes.
it's every single song.
Every EP,
every
song.
Single song, yeah.
Starting from 2022, when they dropped their little first New Jeans won their album, or EP. Every single song. Every single song they have is excellent. Every single one. Next I have also Super Bowl, or I said La 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 Stray Kids,
but
because it's Super Bowl, guys. Because Felix,
finger lick it when we were like,
yeah. So there you go.
Finger lick it, and it's just kicking up a Super Bowl, or whatever.
Yes.
Like, fuck off.
You got Gordon Ramsay up in there. Yeah. You got all kinds of shit going
on. It's insane.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, my number three. Mr. Rover.
Yeah.
Coming over.
Yeah.
Because Kai's hot. And then he had to go be banished to the military, which is rude.
Oh, he really did.
But I also put in parentheses Black Mirror, though, because it's excellent.
Oh, so actually, the whole
I mean, the whole
EP
thing,
is really good. I will probably, if I'm going to go in order, I would say my top three then now. Yes, Rover is probably the third one out of this list. So I'll agree with you there. But my next one after that, Robin, is Monsta X, Beautiful Liar.
It's so
because,
good.
Wow.
It goes so hard.
So hard.
I feel like people forget about it because it came out in January. Yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah. And then they all went to the military. So,
yeah. But wow, guys. Yeah. And then go listen to it as Marilyn Manson, Beautiful People, because that's
yeah,
what
it is. Exactly that song. My next one was NCT Doje Jung. And I picked Strawberry Sunday because that was in my top five.
Okay.
Because that one's just so good. My Strawberry Sunday Girl. Because it sounds like that Justin Timberlake album that was good.
Yes. Which also has a Strawberry song on it.
Yes.
It's the first half, not the second
and
half,
And obviously
guys.
Everybody loves Perfume, but like the whole thing is great. But it's Strawberry Sunday for me.
Yeah. Next, I'm going to give you Taeyang and Jimin with Vibe. Because, guys, it's a perfect song.
It is.
It literally is a perfect song.
That was our number one song on YouTube Music. Mm-hmm. So.
So you watch it a lot.
Yes, a lot.
Okay.
My next one is 17. I love my team. I love my crew.
That's also my next one.
I was like, God damn it.
God damn it.
Fucking Woozy. Woo! God.
So good. So that's Super by 17.
Yes. When he comes in, man. Woozy.
It's like just like you want to throw him all the time, right? Like he shouldn't even walk.
Bing!
He shouldn't even walk. Just toss him around.
Yep.
My next one is Eve, Psyche, and the Bluebeard's wife, La Seraphim, because mess, I'm a mess. Yeah. So good.
My next one was in hyphen, Bite Meh.
Because
it's vampire excellence is what it is.
Certainly is. My next one is NCT Fact Check, but also the bat. So I have to give those two things together because I feel like I also want them together.
Mm-hmm.
Fact check, guys.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. It's 127. But I have to give it up for you as well.
My next one, I read Boy Next Door. Mm. And I just said, I put every damn song. I can't pick one. I was like, I want to feel like But Sometimes is like my one right now. But all of them are so fucking good. This and I'm the one and only.
Oh, my God.
Kick, 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 kick. Like, shut the fuck up. All this. I can't wait for the new songs.
Oh, so cute.
So cute. So cute.
Next, I have Olivia Rodrigo with Vampire.
Yes.
Because it is a fucking tune.
It is a tune. Yeah, she's in my. I wrote other things like for Western music, and she was in there.
Okay.
My next one was Cream Soda.
Yes.
Because XO, I was like, I see you, adult men. I see you.
They're trying. They're pulling out.
I said,
sexy
"Rip Kai
for Kai," because
Rip. They did it for Kai because they're like
every single one of them looks great.
Yeah,
I would never look at any of them.
No,
if Kai wasn't there.
But
so
you had
good.
To. You had nice. To. You had to.
I'm happy that it was not a disappointment. So that's good, and the song's great.
Mm. Yeah.
Next, I have Feather, Sabrina Carpenter, because Robin has made me obsessed with Sabrina Carpenter. I can't stop now, and she reminds us of her little cousin, and I'm like,
yeah, I told you, Sabrina is so good.
So good.
She should be what Olivia Rodrigo is,
well, but she's like the auntie to Olivia Rodrigo,
know,
right?
I know, but
so
she should be like, I mean, like the hot, like no, she, I know, should she should be that popular. Be, yeah. But she's on tour with Taylor, so she got in there. My number 9, I have Melting Point by Zero
That's
Base
so
One,
because
it's just
it's so
fucking
cute.
Adorable. I was like, Matthew, I love you. You're so cute.
So cute. Next, I have Broken Melodies by NCT Dream, because Chiano wanted to do a One Direction song.
Yep, he did. He sure did.
That's what happened there.
My next one is Fact Check, and it just came on the TV.
It just came on the TV. In the tube.
Like,
oh, not tube. It's in the K.
Yeah, one check the facts. Go check that. All caps.
Absolutely.
It's just so fucking good.
Go check that. My next one after that is, I guess this is my number 10, is Calm Down by Rima and Selena Gomez.
Oh,
I fucking am obsessed with that song. So I listen to it all the fucking time. I love it.
Yeah, I had two more added for 11 and 12. Because I was like, oh, I forgot. I was like, Poison by NCT Dream. Because sexy great. NCT Dream is confusing.
It's very disturbing. It's disturbing. It's like they're just kids.
Yeah, like, they're just like, stop
come
it.
On,
don't
do
that.
Do this. We have 127 for that.
Yeah, you can't.
And baby.
Yeah, you can't. You guys can't also be adults.
No,
don't do that. And I said also Broken Melodies because also made me listen to fucking One Direction, Little White Lies like a million times too. Because I was like, they go together. They have to.
They go wonderful.
Yeah.
I have my next top of honorables. I guess.
Yes.
Of course, we have 3D by JK.
Yep.
I say lol, and I also say champagne confetti. So
they're my honorable mentions because I wanted it to be at the top, but I was like, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
We listened to 3D like a million times,
like a lot, and we tried not to watch the one with a fucking
no. There's a dance only version. So
yes,
thank
which
God.
Is better. I also have The Boys lip gloss.
Yeah,
because it's so adorable.
Absolutely.
It's another song of theirs, and I'm like, that
could
have been a
dream
song.
My number 12 was With You. It's ATEEZ. It's from their new album.
Okay.
And it's a lot.
Is it hot or is it sexy?
Both. It's hot and sexy.
Is it slow or fast?
It is like an R&B sexy jam.
Oh, okay.
It's Son.
Yes.
It's Woo Sung and it's Yeo Sung all on the same song. And I was
Son.
Like, yeah. And I was, as soon as I heard it, I was like, excuse me? They're like singing in the chorus, "Oh my body," da, da, da. And you're like, "Oh my body, what do you mean? What are you talking about?"
I
was like, "Is there gonna be a performance video for this? Because I need it." With Sam shirt off, and then I said, "Bouncy." I totally forgot. I was like, "Fuck."
Yeah.
Slow it down. Make it bouncy.
That's right. Next I have, and some of you are going to be surprised by this, but it is a song I listen to a lot, Heaven by fucking Niall.
Oh, I have. I also have him in here. Yep.
Fucking Niall Horan.
Fucking Niall Horan, yeah.
Fuck you, Niall. But you have a great song.
Yep.
You gave me a fucking Slow Hands for this year, so
he
thank
did.
You.
My other I have him there with SZA, the whole album.
Yes, I knew Robin was going to pick all.
And also I put Do It Like That, because it's Jonas Brothers, but it's...
also got that here. Yeah. TXT and the Joe Bros.
Yep.
Do It Like That. That was actually right after Heaven. I also have Cream Soda, so we don't need to talk about that again. But Robin, here's a song. I should probably say One and Only, too, because that was also in there. Rolling Stones.
Yes.
It's called Angry. It's fucking
that's right.
So good. And the album's really good.
Yes, it was good, actually. I listened to it, yeah.
So I was pleased by that.
Yeah, my honorable mentions were I Need You by TNX. They were I Need You, mm-hmm. I Need You, yeah, yeah. And this is so good. I had Park Jim in all caps because I did listen to Like Crazy a lot.
She did. It took me a little longer to get into Like Crazy. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It still kind of bugs me, but it's Park Jim, so it doesn't matter.
No, I really like that one. It's always and then I said New Hope Club times P1
oh,
Arms.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that one. So super, good.
Super chic. So,
so good.
I also had Taeyang and his sexy Christian music in there.
That's right. Religious.
Plus, and like vibe and Shing. Like, come
fuck
on.
Yeah, man. Totally.
Shing is so good. And I feel like nobody talks about that one.
I know. And I'm weird.
Is it because of Lisa?
Like, nobody loves Lisa.
I know. So
it doesn't
like,
make any sense.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Shiny. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to put Shiny in here.
Oh, me too.
Yes. God,
Shiny.
Like, the whole
sorry,
album is great, too.
The whole album is great.
Hard. Hard like a criminal. Hard like the beat.
Hard is so good. Next I have Texas Tea. Posty.
Oh, yeah. Posty. Yes.
Fucking good.
Excellent.
One.
It is good. Oh, my Edward one was Dancing With My Eyes Closed because it was so good in concert.
It was so good, but I have to say Boat. Off
I love
that
Boat, yes.
So
Boat
it kicks
is,
off
yeah.
on that album, and it's just like, oh, it's so good.
I also put Sexy Treasure in here. With
oh, yeah. Sexy Treasure.
Miriam loves that one.
That's right.
I have The Rose back to me.
I also have The Rose back
so
to me.
So fucking good.
It's so great. But we have heard that that's kind of maybe the only good one that's live.
Yeah, like some of the other songs are okay on the album, but it's like, it's not my jam. Like,
no.
It's not.
That's the one.
Yeah.
When you can yell, you know.
Because that one,
yell,
it reminds
stuff.
Me of a Five Saw song,
yes.
And they got that YouTube guitar background. So
that's right.
I feel like that's why
that's
it's so
what
good.
It, that's
but
why we like it
really
so much,
like, yeah, their music is not really my thing. But they're hot, and I love
yeah,
their son,
they look
so
great.
It's all good.
So I mean, I'm not investing.
No, I'm not.
It,
like,
so
but
it's all
happy
good
for them.
Also, Flowers by Miley, of course. That was
course,
everywhere.
Everywhere.
For so long.
Yes. The fastest song to like get to a billion
seriously,
streams
right?
or whatever. And I also put K.
Oh, yeah,
right. But
K
it's because it's fucking always in my head.
Totally.
I had to put Yikers, Homeboy, because I fucking love that song.
Yeah.
And Get a Guitar.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about Get a Guitar. Absolutely,
100%. My Rise. So good.
Let's not forget about Rush. Troye Sivan.
Yes, so good.
That's
and
like
I also
the
put
background of everything.
Trouble by even the dark...
Yes, actually...
By Dark
list,
Zero Base One.
That's right. Oh, my God. Even?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I need them to do a stage together. Like, yeah. They need to have, like, Dark
yeah.
Zero
yeah.
Base
that
One
be
and
really
Zero
great.
Base One together.
That would have been like when Robbie Williams came back to take that for that One Time Only concert. And it was like... yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Not like verses. I need them to do like a dance battle
yeah,
or whatever.
That'd be great.
That's what they should
like
be doing.
It. I like that. I also, though, I feel like even would also, I'd love to see them like battle like Stray Kids a little bit. Like join them because they have that yelly.
Where
kind
was
of
our fucking Stray Kids in NCT? Why did they lie about that? They were supposed to do a collab stage. Maybe they thought it was too loud. Maybe it was like they sound checked it and they're like, we can't.
Maybe Taeyang and fucking Felix being in the same area
yeah.
is too powerful.
It could, it probably is.
Maybe no camera could actually focus. Because
they're like, what do we do?
Who do you pick right now?
That's true. The camera guy would be like, fuck, what do I? They already
how do you?
They already can't film properly. So it would just
so
be
much
like,
stuff to see.
Ooh. Check the fact. What am I doing?
What am I doing?
It's just, it'd be too loud. It's also too loud. It's just too much.
I
mean,
I needed it.
I know I need it, but it's like, it's too much yelling.
It's so much yelling. That would be just intolerable for people in the actual
yeah,
fucking
that's probably
arena.
Why they couldn't do it. They're like, I want it, but most people
so
probably like.
Between the people that are just like, fuck, like it's so much, right?
Yeah.
And like being there live and also the camera guy not being able to capture
no,
anything.
They,
focus.
They can barely focus as it is. So it's like, what are they going to do?
Yeah. Too powerful. That's kind of that's it.
That's it.
Which seems sad because
that not Morgan Wallen. That's for sure. Tara recognized it. We were playing some like guess that song or whatever on
and I'm like,
on
oh,
YouTube and Tara's like it's
Morgan
Wallen. I'm like, what the fuck do you know
I've
that?
I've never heard this album. Guys, it's only because I've heard it.
We're all like, ah, Tara, gross.
Big time fan over here.
I definitely would not have. But I mean, if you're hearing a country voice, then
ugly dudes, so I can't help you.
I mean, I feel like he looks like 90% of people in our work. What?
This is what I'm saying. So,
you know what I'm mad about for 2023 is where the fuck? Why would you tease us that a Super Ram comeback was happening and then you never
and
did
then
it?
You send Kai to the fucking military.
What the fuck would you do that?
Why would you promise and then take it away?
I bet they have an album on a hard drive somewhere
totally
and they probably lost
seems
it.
So cold, right? SM, you're the worst.
They are you know the what? Fucking worst. Why would you put that out and then not
do
anything?
Why would you tell us that and then nothing?
Gave us our hopes up about another Super M song.
Fuck,
you don't want another Tiger Inside?
I do.
You? I
do.
I want it inside me.
Wait, what, bring back Lucas for one time.
I don't
that's
bring
fine.
Back. Put Jenna in. Who cares?
Yeah, or put Jenna in.
There's 23 different
prove
people
to you that he can be super
in
hot.
This group. Fucking put someone in. Like what the fuck? They would have happily. Big Young would have opened his arms to anybody.
Anyway.
But you ruined it.
Yeah, so thanks for nothing.
I love how everybody's mad. They're like, fucking, you lied to us. Why did you do this? Yeah, so that's it.
That's kind of it, guys. It's a quick one. This might be the fastest fucking episode ever.
Yeah, I know.
So
we got more drinking to do.
It's
New Year's Eve.
I guess thanks for listening to us this year. And yes. Every year, I guess. Because
every
so
year.
Many
it's
years
been going on now.
So
it'll
now.
Be fifth year?
Maybe. Is it? Maybe.
I think going into the fifth year, perhaps?
Yeah, I guess.
2019, right?
Yeah, 2019
is when I think we started doing the podcast. God.
Long time of you guys having to listen to us, but thanks for doing it, I guess. Have a wonderful new year.
Yes.
And go listen to everything we tell you to listen to, because we
yes.
promise we're not lying.
We're not lying. We would never lie to you.
And good luck getting your Stray Kids tickets in 2024, I guess. Everybody
don't take our tickets.
Everybody think about us.
Yeah.
While you're doing it, and then offer us too, wherever you are.
Yeah.
That would be great.
So
happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year. Drink wine.
Love music.
Oh, and look forward to me and Tara becoming DJs in 2024.
That's the next thing we're going to try and do. So yeah. Stay tuned for opening up for the fucking Kansas City Chiefs. Halftime show 2026.
2026, yeah. Let's aim higher. Yeah. 2026, not this year.
No, come on. I'm in 2025. Can't even.
No, 2026. We'll see you there. Okay, bye. Drink wine.
Drink wine.
Love music.
Bye-bye. Bye.